Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Happy weekend. It's the holiday weekend, and I hope you just stuffed your face with so many sides in turkey that you can't even take in. You're probably eating leftovers at this point when you're listening to this podcast. But this weekend on the Best Bits Part 1, I am joined by a show member, and this weekend that is Lunchbox. What's up?
What up, what up, what up?
You can hear in Lunchbox and I's both voices. We're a little stuffy. We're dealing with some stuffies.
Dude, it's that time of the year. I'm telling you. I've been on, what do you call them, steroid pack. I got a steroid shot in my butt. I had a breathing treatment. I have cough drops.
Wait, what's a breathing treatment?
It's where they give you this tube and you hook up to a machine and you go.
Oh, you said breathing treatment. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, what'd you think I said?
I thought you said breathing treatment.
No, I don't need to breathe. I breathe a lot already. But so they did that and then they gave me cough medicine for at night because it wakes me up with a cough. So it helps me sleep. And then these cough drops are little balls, take them every 4 hours as needed. I've been battling for a week and a half, but I'm a survivor and I'm going to keep fighting. I'm not giving up.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, we're going to get started. Just know why we got the stuffies going on. There's a lot happening with
because we ate a lot of stuffing.
Yeah, that's why. That's exactly why, Lunchbox.
That's the dumbest thing ever. I was trying to do a dad joke for you because you always say, dad jokes. I was like, it's a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I was just letting you know, I'm giving a little sympathy here because I can tell you're feeling rough. And you're on the podcast with me for a holiday weekend.
I know. So. I gave up my Thanksgiving for you.
No, you didn't. We recorded this early. Don't let him fool you. We had Bebe Rexha on the show this week. And I want to know, Lunchbox, as a non-music fan, because in this interview she talked about her collaboration with Florida Georgia Line. Mm-hmm. But do you have a favorite collaboration just ever? Like a song that you've heard of two artists and you're like, that was really good. As a non-music fan.
Tim McGraw and Nelly Over and Over Again was good.
Yeah, that was a great one.
FGL, Cruise. Wasn't that with Kid Rock?
No, that was also with Nelly.
That's right.
You love Nelly. That's
like
what I'm
Nelly.
Getting here.
Golly, I don't know who anybody else has been on a song with people.
I know, that's why I didn't even want you to prepare for it, because I just want it off the top of your head.
I know what it is. Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow, Picture. I put your picture away.
Okay, you got some good ones in there.
That's
I've
heard
classics.
Of that one. Has anybody else collaborated?
Oh, yeah. There's multiple collaborations
sure?
all across the genres.
I don't know. That's probably about all the ones I know.
Yes, I promise you.
And that's weird that there should be more, huh?
Oh, there's a lot.
Justin Timberlake been on a song with anybody?
Yeah, him and Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
Tennessee. I think it's like Tennessee.
Is he on Tennessee Whiskey?
Can't Drink You Away. I think it's Can't Drink You Away. I say that. That came to mind. Hold on. Yeah, Drink You Away. Oh my gosh, that reminded me. That's a great collaboration.
Who else could be on a song? What about Tina Turner? She ever collaborate with anybody?
I'm sure she has.
Probably.
I mean, you're her biggest fan. Shouldn't you know that?
I don't know what. I mean, when they collaborate, I don't really know. Oh, Ice Ice Baby, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me daily and nightly. Whatever, stop. Yo, I don't know. Grab the mic and I'll flow.
Yes, Tina Turner has. She has duets with like David Bowie, Bryan Adams, Mick Jagger.
I don't know who David Bowie is. No, I think I've heard of David Bowie.
What?
I don't know.
He's the one that did the star on his eye. He had like kind of wild hair.
I don't know
he's
who he is.
Massive. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's about the only collaborations I know that I can think of off the top of my head.
Listen, I'm just proud he had a few.
Oh no, I got one.
Okay.
And you know what I just realized?
What?
It's Nelly. Dilemma.
Oh gosh, you do. You love
that is such a good one. When she moves in across Nelly. The street and he's like, whoa, play like shortstop. Ah, Dilemma. These are my, oh, what about It Wasn't Me?
Shaggy. I don't know if that's a collaboration.
No, I don't know. That may not be a collaboration, but
it wasn't
how could I forget that I given her an extra key?
Yeah, that's not a collaboration.
Oh, Outkast, because they collaborated together. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
That's not a collaboration.
I am for real. Never
okay,
meant to.
Hey, that's not a collaboration.
That's not?
No, they are an artist together. Oh. They don't okay, anyways.
Wait, how about Ed Sheeran? He collaborated with anybody?
Okay,
Bruno Mars.
We're going to move
Bruno
on to
Mars
the next
Bruno Mars collaborated.
Question.
I like Bruno Mars.
Yes, all artists have collaborated, Lunchbox. You just can't come up with a name.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, we're moving forward. What about Christmas songs? Do you have a favorite Christmas song? Does it have to be by anyone? Just like a actual song. And I'm going to tell you why. Because
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
There's no way that's your favorite Christmas
song. Coming to our house on Christmas Eve.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way. They carried a sleigh. We used to sing that when we would drive to my grandparents.
And that's your actual favorite song?
I mean, it's good. Why is that bad? I don't know many Christmas songs.
Really? Do you know It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That's my favorite because it's like heading into the holidays. Like it's
the
here.
One I used to know.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. I didn't intend for this to be a Lunchbox caroling segment.
Let's see. What else
but
do I know?
Here
Jingle
we
are. Bells?
Okay.
Rudolph?
I didn't ask what all you knew.
Oh, I know. Santa Claus is coming to town. I like that one.
I think your medicine is messing things up because I didn't ask what all you knew on either
I'm
one
I'm just trying
of
to
these.
Think. Well, you asked me my favorites.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to that much music, so I'm trying to think.
That's why it's fun to ask you your favorites because you don't have that much context.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. No, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Are those two separate songs?
I don't know. I don't know, but
you
I know.
You just combined them together and now I can't remember.
Yeah. So your favorite, is it starting to look a lot like Christmas?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas because it's like the start of the holiday and I'm like, ooh, Christmas is here.
Okay.
It's always a nostalgic one.
Any other ones that you like? I mean, that you jam to?
I love country music Christmas. Like I know Alan Jackson has some, Dolly Parton, George Strait. I love just listening to a country Christmas playlist. That makes me feel good.
Oh, you know the one that's really good? I don't even know if it has words.
What?
That orchestra that...
Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
That's it. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they have words or not. I don't think they do.
Okay.
I think that's the point of an orchestra.
And I think that Pentatonix people, I
Ooh,
think
they're
awesome. Good. Have you ever watched their documentary?
I haven't, but I do
good.
Love them. They have a great Christmas album.
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah. And everybody says Brett Eldridge is good at Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. He's got some original Christmas songs.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got Christmas songs, so if you need to get in the Christmas spirit, you can.
Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving song?
There is no Thanksgiving song.
Ask that to Adam Sandler.
Oh, is it like a parody song?
Yep. See, okay. You're rude.
Well, sorry. I do love Adam Sandler.
He's hilarious.
He is hilarious. I do want to talk about, speaking of Christmas, Amy has a holiday movie that came out on Thanksgiving, and she overheard you and Raymundo talking badly about her movie. How do you feel that somebody overheard you talking badly about them?
Oh, I don't care. I mean, I would tell her to her face. We were just in the bathroom doing guy things, you know, urinal to urinal. And we were just kind of chatting over the wall, just discussing our feelings. And she
you
happened
were discussing to hear, your feelings at the urinal?
Yeah, about the movie. Because mm-hmm. we had just kind of talked about it. And we were mm-hmm. like, oh, we had all to go to the bathroom. We're in there like.
But like you, are you just trying to get yourself in trouble at this point? Because like, you know that we can hear everything.
Well, hey, I didn't know she was in there. I didn't know she was in the women's bathroom.
Well, yeah, but you know, people are around. Somebody would have heard it, even if it wasn't her.
Yeah, but I didn't think anybody would tattletale. I mean, you guys a bunch of tattletales over there on the women? Yeah.
You are a tattletale.
Women
got
to stick together.
You spill the tea all the time.
Women got to stick. Oh, you spilled the tea on me? What are you talking about?
I know, but that's what, I didn't say that tattletale. You did. You brought up tattletale and said you spilled the tea all the time.
So anyway, no, I mean, I wasn't really worried about it. Like, just speaking my honest truth, and I still haven't watched it, so I don't know.
Okay.
I was looking at the downloads this weekend. Yeah, it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie. Everybody loves a good Christmas movie.
Yeah. Have you watched it?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm serious.
All right. Did your whole family watch it?
Yeah. It's a great Christmas movie. I just enjoy it, but I also enjoy cheesy Christmas movies. Like, that's my vibe.
Okay.
I love Hallmark.
That's legit.
Yeah. Okay. I do want to talk about the behind the scenes of our TikTok videos, because people always see our TikTok videos. And you want to tell the people how those come together?
Yeah. Morgan comes to me and is like, hey, I got a video for us to do. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And we go and we practice once or twice, and then we nail it. And we're out in about 10 minutes.
Okay, well, that was a little bit of an exaggeration.
Okay, that's not really true, but she usually sends them to me. We go practice.
For a long time,
and I'm sweating, and it's really hot, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And Morgan's ready to give up. She's ready to strangle me. And she's like, but you can do it. She's very encouraging, and then we keep going. And I'm like, Morgan, I don't think I'm getting much better. And she's like, let's do it. And then she saves like 5 different copies of it. And then she picks which one's the best after we do it 52 times, 5 savers, 1 gets posted.
Yes, that's more accurate. But also, you forgot the point that you are always really good at just being willing to go with anything that I send you. You're like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the point of those videos. And sometimes I say, what are we doing? She goes, I can't tell you. I'm like, okay, cool. This is one of those fun ones where I just get surprised with a stupid slap in the face or something. But
yeah, in all fairness, I still haven't gotten you back for the egg marshmallow video.
I think you have.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, probably.
No, I need to like full on prank you.
But we did slap tortilla. You slapped me with a tortilla.
Yeah, but you slapped me too.
That's okay. But yes, so I'm willing to do anything. Like, it's fun. Like, it's hilarious. Like, I don't care. Whatever. It's just they're enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And I rely on Morgan. Sorry, I was going to call you Morgan number 2. I know we've kind of moved past that.
It's all right. We're working on it.
To find the videos, because let's be real, I ain't spending a lot of time on TikTok. I'm not doing a lot of searching. I'm not, you know.
No, but your wife will be on it sometimes, and she'll send us an idea.
Yeah, and she needs to get off that a little bit more.
No, it's great. She comes up with ideas.
No. I mean, it's great that she has ideas, but I mean, we don't need me on TikTok that much.
Okay, whatever you say, but I love her ideas, so...
No, I don't mind her ideas.
Lunchbox's wife, you can keep doing it. Please keep doing it.
She's not going to hear this.
Okay, well, in case she would, I'm just putting my side out there, okay?
All right, yeah.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of 2, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The next segment that we're going to talk about is Lunchbox, seeing a celebrity being treated normal at a restaurant. But while I'm doing this intro, Lunchbox is taking medicine.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox does this thing every time before he takes medicine. It is hysterical. What is that called?
Sign of the cross?
Yeah, you do that before every single pill you take.
Yeah, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Yeah, you do it every single time before you take a pill. And I've never seen anyone in my life do that. Why do you do that?
I have a tough time taking pills.
Okay.
Like, I'm not good. Like, I struggle to get them down. And so my mom was like, if you do that, it'll be easier. And so I do that, and I throw it, and I whip my head back and try to swallow it.
Do you think doing that makes it easier?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that. This wasn't at all part of this best bits, but I saw you doing it and I had to bring it up.
No, I can't be the only one out there that does it. Like, I'm telling you,
I really feel like you are. I've never seen anybody else in my life. And I've had a lot of Catholic friends. I've never seen anyone in my life do that.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with being Catholic. I don't know if it's Catholic or just being awesome, but.
But you're Catholic, aren't you?
Yeah, I am
and
Catholic.
And it's a Catholic thing to do the sign of the cross.
Oh, everybody doesn't do that?
No, I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think it's a Catholic thing.
Yeah, I don't really talk much, you know, name of the Father and Holy Spirit, amen, with people, so I don't know. But I thought if we did it, everybody did it, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, tomato, tomato, I get it. I don't know, something I learned at a young age. It helped me take pills, and if it's working, why give it up? Because one day I don't do it, I'll probably choke. So can't take that chance now. I'm 41 years old.
Superstitious.
41 years old, and it's worked until now, so.
When did you start doing that?
Who knows? When I was a kid.
Okay.
I mean, I'm terrible at taking
pills.
Do your
parents do it?
My mom does.
Your mom does. Does your dad do it?
Nah, he's chill.
Okay. He's chill?
Yeah.
So you're saying you and your mom aren't chill?
Well, I think we struggle with pills. Like, we're not good at popping the pills, and so I struggle, and I do that, and it worked, and I'm like, wow. And I mean, there's a lot of times I'll put it in, and I can't get it down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, gotta do it again. Oh, and I can't get it down.
I think it's a placebo effect, but
no,
you know, whatever
no,
you gotta
no,
do.
No.
Yeah.
Even sometimes
when
I do the cross, like, it doesn't go down. Like, it's not 100% foul proof. I'm not saying it's gonna guarantee, like, it's gonna work every time, but when you have to spit it out, nothing is worse than when you have to spit out a pill
mm-hmm.
and then you put it back in because it's already wet and kind of gross and you get all
and
that taste.
Terrible.
Oh my goodness. It's horrendous.
Well, I just wanted to put that out there in case anybody wanted to share if they do the same thing or if they also think it's very interesting that you do that before taking pills.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a lot of responses. You're going to be shocked that about 60% of the people listening do that with pills.
Oh, okay. I'll let you think.
Hey, I want you to remember to put up a poll because I guarantee you people do it.
Okay, I'll put up a poll just for you in case I'm not in a Thanksgiving coma. But what did you do? I shouldn't say what are you doing. What did you do for Thanksgiving this year?
I ate some turkey, ate some pie, ate some green beans.
What
does
Thanksgiving look like in the Lunchbox household?
Well, this year we spent it with the in-laws, so, I mean, I didn't do anything. I let them do everything. It's kind of chill, very nice, easy. Last minute, they were going to be in North Carolina, so we decided to drive to North Carolina. We were going to go to Texas to see my family, but then we were there just like 3 weeks ago for a wedding, mm-hmm. and so we're like, man, that's a lot back-to-back and flying, and then. So we weren't going to do anything. We're just going to have it here. And then my in-laws at the last minute decided to be in North Carolina, and it was only a 5-hour drive. And we're like, all right, you know, 5 hours is pretty close. So we braved it with 3 kids and a dog, and we drove to North Carolina. And guess what? I was like, oh, we're going to go to nice. No, it's cold in North Carolina, too. Don't worry.
It's cold everywhere besides, like, Florida and California.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we did. It was great. Slept on an air mattress, treated like a king.
Slept on an air mattress and treated like a king are not two things I would imagine in the same sentence.
Yeah. I don't know about that either. That's weird.
Not treated like a king.
No. I guess I should edit that out.
Nope. It's not edited. It's staying in.
Okay. What did you do?
My family came to town. I hosted my first Thanksgiving. So, and it was so much fun.
Did you have to cook? No, you don't cook because you don't eat turkey.
No, I cooked. I cooked sides and stuff. My dad, we just did ham. We didn't do turkey.
Okay, that's legit.
Yeah, and so my dad made a ham because it was a little bit easier instead of like doing the whole turkey.
Well, thing. I'm all about ham anyway. I like ham a lot better than turkey. People get all up in arms about how great turkey is. Guys, you're missing the boat. Like turkey, yeah, it's fine. That ham train, that's where it's at. Ham
that's brings, how my family feels too.
Ham brings the hammer. Hammer down. Like that's what life is about is the ham. Turkey, cool. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Give me the ham.
As long as ham's there, lunchbox will be there.
I can slam some ham.
Well, I'm all about the side dishes. Like I'm telling you, Thanksgiving is like a vegetarian's paradise because there's all kinds of side dishes.
Oh, you got
sweet potato, green beans, you got corn, mac and cheese, rolls, salads. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah.
That's... So it's like all kinds of things for a vegetarian.
Are you the only one in your family that's a vegetarian?
My mom isn't, but she doesn't eat a lot of meat.
So she dabbles.
She'll eat like some bacon every now and again, okay. Or she might eat some chicken, but she's not like a heavy, always has to have protein.
Okay.
So
got it.
I'm not the only one. It's really my dad. But like this year, my sister and her boyfriend came down. So my dad and her boyfriend ate a lot of meat. And then
got
we kind of Okay. All right. Well, that's
what men do.
I need to give something out for next year because this is like a pro tip. You ready?
Wow.
Costco?
360 something days in advance. Mark this down. Don't forget.
In all fairness, they may actually still have them for Christmas. I'm not sure.
Okay, go ahead.
But Costco has like 3.5 pound pies. And so we got...
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Oh no, do you not like pie?
3.5 pounds of pie?
Listen,
I might vomit.
So
that's
good.
That's way too much pie.
Well, we got 1 3.5 pound pumpkin pie and we got 1 4.5 pound apple pie.
So you ate 8 pounds of pie?
Well, I'm not saying I ate it all.
Oh.
But we had apple pie with ice cream and pumpkin pie with homemade whipped cream and it was so delicious.
I might vomit. So much pie.
But it's perfect if you have like a big thing to go to and you have a lot of people. Like this is the perfect place to get a pie from.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I can't imagine walking in with an 8 pound pie.
Well, it's 3.5 pounds or 4 pounds.
Or 4.5 pound pie.
It is huge. It's bigger than my whole head.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that's crazy.
And we had two of them.
That's incredible. Yeah, I mean, we got a little pie. Got a little pie, you know, just a little pie from the store. Cool.
Yeah. It's also, you know, for the aesthetic. Just to have a huge pie like that, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just like getting a Ferrari. It's for the aesthetic. It looks cool.
Okay, yeah. Same, but different.
Yeah, it's like a flex. It's like, look at my pie, look at my car. I get it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, hey, Costco, pro tip. And I do believe they have them for Christmas. I'm just not sure.
So they don't have them throughout the year. It's just a special
thing.
It's
just holidays.
Okay.
So if I was definitely for Thanksgiving, but I don't
if
know
I was going
Christmas.
To like a you know a Valentine's Day party, I couldn't go get an 8 pound pie.
No. This is a holiday thing at Costco.
Got it.
So pro tip.
There you go. Mark it down. Hey, put it in your phone so the alarm goes off next November 18th to remind you to get your 7 pound pie from Costco.
I think it's like all over the internet. Is the I'm literally Googling, is the 3 pound pumpkin pie at Costco for Christmas? Let's see. I can just tell you guys. Okay. Costco pie. Let's see. There's a lot of refrigerated. But it's only, they say it's like $6, but that's not true because
there's no way it's
$6. Like $15.
Yeah, that's
a lot. I think that was before inflation that it was $6.
Oh, it's probably $6 for a normal pie.
Yeah, because these articles are in 2020. I need a 2022. Let's see.
They need to get with the times. People forgot about the pies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see.
See, you know what
It's in stores through the fall and winter holidays, so you can still get it for Christmas.
All right. Mm-hmm. I probably won't go.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Well, I do go to Costco now, though.
Okay, well, just look at it. Even if you don't get
Costco.
It, go look at it. You'll
you know
be,
I used to work there, right?
Yeah, we've talked about
it. Yeah,
that.
What up? Shout out, Costco. Thanks for employing me for a month. Seasonal help and then not keeping me on. Appreciate that. Shout out.
Hey, it propelled you to bigger and better things. Welcome.
Did it?
Yeah.
I guess.
You have a family. You work on the Bobby Bone Show.
I was already working on the Bobby Bone Show.
Okay, you're right.
I was making minimum wage. I needed more money, and so... Okay. I got a second job and then they cut me and I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, guys.
Well, this got very sad. We're going to move on to the next one.
Let's do that.
I read my recent DMs on the show this week because Lunchbox encouraged people to slide into my DMs. But I want to tell you about something that I saw on a Hinge dating app that shocked me. I'd never seen it before.
Go for it.
So I was scrolling through, like looking at people, you know, swipe left or right. And I saw this guy that said he is E-N-M. E-N-M. What do you think that stands for?
Erotic noisemaker.
No, but that's not bad.
You know what I'm talking about? Those... Like when you those.
I cannot say I know what you're talking about.
You know those people that do the weird videos online. It's like different noises. And
are
people,
you talking about the ASMR?
That's it.
Okay, that's not the same thing.
Got
but,
it. Okay.
ENM, it stands for ethical non-monogamy.
I don't know what that means.
So it means that they don't have monogamous relationships, but it's ethical. I've never heard this phrase before. I had
what
to
do you
Google
mean it's
it.
Ethical?
I don't know. Listen, I'm still learning too. I had to Google it
so
to
you,
even
you,
figure
you,
out what that
you
meant.
You swiped right.
No, I didn't. Because it means that they want like multiple partners, basically. That's okay. What non-monogamy is.
Well, I know that.
But he has. But he also has like a child with a partner.
Legit.
There's
so they're like a throuple.
Here. Kind of, in a way.
So they want they want you to be in their throuple.
Well, they want whoever they're like matching with to be that. And I listen. Hey, everybody has their thing. But the reason I think it's interesting is because he put it on there and he put it out there, and I was appreciative of that because like I could be like, that's not my thing. But like, cool that you put it out there in case it's somebody else's.
Well, yeah,
thing.
That's the only way they're going to meet people that want to be in a throuple.
Well, but some people don't put everything on their profile and then you match with them and they're like, oh, well, I want this.
Yeah. Have you ever, that's so interesting because I don't get how that works, but
I know,
see the
I don't
news
either.
Stories and I send them to my wife all the time. Like, hey, this pique your interest? She always says no, but you know, might as well try.
Why and, do you say, oh my
and
goodness.
Then have you watched God Forbid on
no.
Hulu?
Oh my. What is it about?
It's about the Liberty University president and his wife. It's a big Christian school.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, very, you know, at the school, girls can't wear shorts a certain length. You can't hold hands. You can't do anything, right? Boy, oh boy, for the last 8 years, they've been having a arrangement with the pool boy. Woo! It'll rock your world.
Wow. Okay.
They were at the hotel in Miami. And the pool boy's folding towels, you know what I mean? And all the girls are flirting with him or whatever. And the president's wife goes, hey, don't waste your time with those young girls. Come to my room with a woman that knows what she wants and knows what she's doing. Oh, boy.
Wow. Wait, so this is like a documentary?
Oh,
on
yeah.
What? How long is it? Is it like a series or is
no,
it just
it's
a movie?
No, it's one movie. Hour and a half, maybe.
Okay, what do you give it? Well, actually, don't. Wait, hold on that, because we have reviews coming very shortly.
Okay.
Okay, but
yeah, I won't tell you about it. Hold on, I'll tell you all about it after this.
Okay, no, I was just saying, we're still talking about the non-monogamy situation.
Okay, yeah, oh, sorry, I thought we already finished, but go ahead. So
no, but I'm just saying, this is like a pro tip to make sure.
So was he a good-looking dude?
Honestly, I was like more just kind of glazing over, because I read the prompts and then I kind of look at the pictures, because I'm
got
like,
it.
Okay, is this like fit my, what I'm going for?
Okay.
And so it's a pro tip in two ways. One, put everything you want on your profile page. Like, that's how you're going to meet someone more likely. And two, if you're on the other side of that, like, make sure you read everything on somebody's bio. It was at, like, kind of the bottom of his bio. And had I not, like, actually paid attention, you know, I could have just swiped not knowing what I was getting myself into.
And then you got a message from him and her, and you'd have been like, yeah. What?
I'd be like, oh, that is not what I... Hey,
no, you know
again,
how...
Again, no judgment. I love
on,
it for everyone, but not my thing.
It would be awesome if you swiped right. And you said, let's go to dinner. And then they both show up. You're like, what? You got to try it. See if that happens.
Oh, gosh. That's not my thing, though. I'm not going to, like, you know, put myself in that situation.
Hey, you never know until you try it.
Okay. I do know. Listen, I've been cheated on enough in my life. I'm not good
at
non-monogamy.
But this is, you know, this is open. This is known. So
yeah,
it's not
cheating. I can't do open. Okay. I already got trust issues for days. Long right. I don't need more. Let's be honest.
All right. That's a good point.
Now that we're moving on from something that I saw on a dating app, we are moving to listener Eric, who called in to talk to us about his foot fetish. And this segment was so interesting to me because we've never heard from someone on the other side.
Oh.
We've always heard about the people that want the photos, but we've never actually heard from one of them.
Yeah, it was, how do I say it? Interesting.
It was so interesting.
He was so giddy. So giddy talking about the feet. It was a little disturbing.
Well, honestly, and I'm going to say, like, I have seen in recent years the more ability, and maybe it's just access to internet, social media, all of that. But people really ask for a lot of things. And I'm just so confused where that transition happened that we thought we can buy, like, all these things on the internet. From, like, people that.
It's called an open marketplace. I mean, now you have a place to buy it.
Well, let me tell you. So I've had people ask for feet photos.
Legit.
To pay for them. They've asked me to sell them my underwear.
Legit.
Yeah. Okay, not legit. And then a new one that recently came in was a topless photo.
How much?
I don't know. I didn't even entertain them. Listen, the only one that I would even like maybe entertain is the feet photos, because I've seen a lot of people make a lot of money from feet photos.
I hate to tell you, topless photo, let's say $10,000.
No, I just
You don't
can't.
Have to have your face in it. Oh my goodness.
$10,000?
You are.
That's a nudie photo out there, Lunchbox.
But they don't know it's you.
Yeah, but they do because they're asking me for it.
Yeah, but you crop out your face, you just do the tops, and that's it.
Yeah, but then
you need a new business manager, because we sell 10 of those. You make $100,000 a year. That's amazing money. You never have to work again.
Porn. That's literally what that is.
And it's not traceable to you.
But that's what it is.
Like, they would never be able to associate that with you. So you would make $100,000 and never have to work again. Go sit on a beach all day.
Listen, that sounds nice, but let's call it what it is. It's what that is. And people are in my DMs asking for that stuff.
I mean, you guys are creeps, but $10,000, I'll send you a topless photo. No problem. So no one slides into my DMs for that. And no one slides in for my feet. I got some nice looking feet.
Would you sell your feet photos?
Yes.
Would you sell your underwear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care.
I'm not asking any of the others. But good to know. I genuinely have considered selling feet pictures. I will say that one. Because I'm like, listen, somebody wants to pay me $500 for a feet photo.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do they want?
Oh, will you put your feet in bubbles? Okay, cool. $1,000. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder, like, how did these people get this stuff before the internet? Because they existed.
I know. That's what's crazy. Is like, it's the access for me now that like is what's shocking, because there's access to so many things.
Yes. Like, how did these groups find each other before the internet? Mm-hmm. Like Furby people. You know what those are?
Yeah. I love Furbies. I had Furbies.
No, the people that dressed up in costumes.
I thought you were talking about the toy. I'm so innocent. I was thinking about the little Furby toys.
No. There's a documentary too about it where they dress up.
Wait, here, I can Google. I can probably Google faster than you on your phone. Furby people?
Yeah.
I don't see like, they're in like costume.
Yeah.
Furries, not Furby.
Oh, furries.
Furries. That's what's throwing me off. Furries people. Let's talk about furries. They are people who have an active interest and animal characters with human characteristics.
And they dress up and they go
and they take on a fursona, an alternate persona who interacts with other fursonas in the community.
Like, I wonder how they all got together before the internet.
How did you know about the furries?
There's a documentary. They're adults and they dress up in these kid little
documentaries. Wow, I've seen so many. Okay, yeah, don't Google furries.
Yep.
Because, like, it was all nice and innocent for a little bit and then it wasn't.
It's crazy.
Uh-huh,
that's
furries.
Yeah,
but definitely interesting. I mean, people found a way to find each other, that's for sure.
Yeah, good for them. And if people like feet, they like feet. If they like hands, cool. If you like knees, go for it.
I don't knock anybody for what they like, but this segment was so interesting to me because we've just never heard from someone who actually has a foot fetish.
Yes, and to call and admit that on national radio, pretty incredible.
But I think most of the time they do, and I think, but the thing that gets me about some of the feet people, let me tell you this. When I see them come in my DMs, I'll click on their profile and they're like happily married with kids. And I'm like, wait, what? What?
So maybe their wife is okay with them getting feet.
That's what I am curious about.
You should ask them.
I know I should have asked Eric, but he's not married. He was divorced.
Yeah, but you should ask someone in your DMs, be like, hey, is your wife okay with you getting pictures of my feet?
Because that feels weird. That feels like, I don't know.
You think you're, contributing to cheating?
Yeah, that feels that way.
Never thought of it that way.
I would never contribute to that. Ever. Ever.
Ever. Forever. Never. Ever,
have,
never.
Never will.
Never, ever, ever.
Never, ever, ever.
Never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
That's a good game.
That is a fun game. I can't play that.
Nope. I'm too old.
You've lived too much life. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean, I've been.
You lose right away?
I've been around the world a couple times. You know what I'm saying? I guess around the sun. What is it? Around the sun.
Around the sun? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, there's that. So
do you want to see my feet?
I don't.
Have you ever seen my feet?
No. And honestly, like, have you ever gone for a pedicure? Because when I was
I've been one time.
Okay. When I was getting a pedicure and pedicure and manicure for the CMAs, there was a couple there. And he got a manicure and he got a pedicure and he was living his best life.
Which one's the hand?
The hand is manicure.
Never done that one.
Pedicure is the feet.
Done that one.
You've had that done. Yeah. Did you like it?
I was cool, but man, that lady was like, oh my gosh, when she saw my toes.
So you don't have attractive feet is what you're saying.
Let's say that my big toe on my right foot goes up and about halfway it takes a right turn.
Oh, did you break it?
Yeah.
Is it a broken toe?
Soccer. Someone kicked me and it just...
Oh, yeah. Broken toes suck.
Oh, it hurt for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it goes up and takes a right turn.
Mm,
it's pretty bad. You want to see it?
No. You can't tell those feet photos. Sorry, Lunch.
I mean, some people may like jacked up feet.
Jacked up feet. I don't know. Listener Eric did not. He said they have to be very pretty.
That's true.
So I'm just saying. Okay, in at our number two spot, Mike D reviewed Amy's Holiday movie. A reminder, it came out on HBO Max this past Thursday on Thanksgiving. It's called Holiday Harmony if you want to check it out. But now's the time for the review. So you want to talk about God Forbid? I want to hear what you rate God Forbid.
Well, here's the thing. I would have loved to just hear more from the pool boy. It got into some politics. I was like, okay, I don't need all this crap. Like, I just want to hear about the pool boy and the president's wife and the president and their family. And I mean, he would go on family vacations with them. It was crazy.
Did they have kids?
Yeah. He went to the kid's wedding.
Wow.
Like, it is mind blowing. But then they get into the like politics side of it. And I'm like, that's boring. I don't care.
But see, what's interesting about it, and the reason it's interesting is because of like where he works and stuff. Because otherwise, it would just be a throuple.
Whatever. Yeah. Who cares? Yeah. I don't give it. But the way that where he works and all the stipulations and all, it's crazy. It's just crazy. I don't want to say too much because it's interesting. But the politics stuff, it's like, so it's like a mixed bag. I'm like, oh, it's really good, but then it's also really bad because once you get in 45 minutes or so, it starts going into the politic angle, and I'm like, I don't care about that. It's not why I'm here.
You just want the story.
I want the story about the pool boy. That's
it. Okay, so what do you rate it?
2.75 towels out of 5.
No, 0.5 or total. You can't do 7.5. 7.5 is not involved.
Why?
That's too like down in the weeds.
What's wrong with that?
All right. 2.75.
Because I don't want to say it's a 2.5, but I don't want to give it a 3. Like, it's not only a 50%.
All right.
It's probably like a, 65%.
Okay. I'm just saying. I tried to do that one time on the show, and I wasn't allowed to.
Well, that's why I do it on this. I wouldn't do it on there. And there, I'd have to give a real answer.
Hey, you have to give a real answer here,
I did give a real answer, though. But I'm saying they just don't understand real answers on the show is what I meant.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, 2.75 out of 5.
Yes. Because the politic angle goes, eh. But my wife, like, she watched it and she had never heard of the story. And she was like, what? 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 What?
Okay, that's a lot of whats.
Oh, she said a lot.
Okay.
And that was only a few. I could have kept going.
And that was on Hulu?
Hulu.
Okay. You got any more recommendations for things you've watched recently?
No, I don't really get to watch much.
No.
Baby Bum, Spidey and His Amazing Friends, Floor's Lava.
Is that a game show?
Yeah, basically.
Do you like it or the kids want to watch that?
Oh, it's so corny. So corny.
So the kids want to watch that.
Oh, they love it. Love it.
What's their favorite? What do they have on repeat?
Baby Bum for the middle one, and the older one is Floor's Lava.
Okay.
I mean, he gets into it. I think he's seen every episode.
What are those on?
Netflix.
Both on Netflix.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, if you have kids, toddlers, and they are upset, and you put on Baby Bum, they'll stop crying in 2 seconds.
Pro dad tip right there.
Magic trick.
You got any other pro dad tips?
Yeah. Change your kid's diaper. Feed them. That's it.
No, I was looking for some more things that, like, maybe you've learned over time. You're like,
I mean, listen.
I wish I would have knew that.
Your first one, you're so paranoid about everything. And by the third one, you realize they're pretty resilient. You're not stressed out.
So you're a much more lax parent. Would you say you're a lax parent or a helicopter parent?
Oh, I'm lax.
Is your wife lax or helicopter?
Oh, no.
She's helicopter?
Oh, she stresses about everything.
Oh, you guys are like the perfect mixture.
No, she always like me. Why aren't you watching them? I'm like, they're fine. Mm. She's like, where are they? I'm like, in another room somewhere?
From what my understanding of parents is that if you can't hear them, you're in a worse situation.
Yeah.
So you can always hear them?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes you can't hear them?
Oh, if they're quiet, that's when they're getting into trouble, though.
Then you go check on them.
That's when you go in there and they've taken every book off the bookshelf and stacked them like a freaking mountain and they're climbing on top of it. And you're like, no wonder you guys are being quiet. Or they've taken every toy and put it in the shower. It's great.
I'm assuming both of these situations have happened.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
What happens when the toys get in the shower? Who has to take them out?
Oh, they.
Yeah, they're learning cleaning and everything.
Oh, we play the cleanup song. Clean up. Clean up.
I think you've talked
everybody
about
clean up. Clean up. Put your toys away.
How are they doing with that?
I do all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some days are better than others, but I mean, that's what it is when a 2 and 4 year old are trying to teach them that stuff. It's It's bananas. It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And how's the doggo doing? Is he?
Oh, he's good. He got over. He had the kennel cough.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what he gave me. Maybe I got kennel cough. Maybe that's
you
my
don't have
battle.
Kennel cough. That's not how that works.
No, you can get kennel cough.
That's not how that works.
Why? What do you mean?
You don't get kennel cough.
You can get kennel cough. Don't tell me.
All right, you keep talking.
I went to UTSA and almost became a doctor. You can get kennel cough from your dog.
Oh, you are right.
I told you. I thought
but
about going.
It says it's contagious to humans, but it's the people that have underlying medical conditions that are at the most risk.
Well, that doesn't. I mean, I'm just telling
and
you.
And it says it's rare, but humans can contract it.
I'm a rare breed, so I could have gotten it.
Very rare for you. It's a lot of saying. Very rare. It's not common.
Yeah, but you can get it. I told you. I almost went to medical school.
You almost went. What?
At UTSA. I almost went to medical school after UTSA.
Oh, boy.
But then I decided I'd have to study and, like, learn and be in school for the next 25 years. And
you know, I don't see it. I don't see you being a doctor.
Nah, I decided it was against, didn't fit my lifestyle.
But you'd be a good one. I just don't see it.
Gosh. I hate science.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, biology class, ugh.
You'd have had to learn a lot of things.
Dr. Sensman, he'd come in with his stupid big old pole and point at the screen. I was like, oh, you were so hard. Why did I take biology? It's so terrible.
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of biology, I did watch Where the Crawdads Sing. Bobby gave a review of that this week, and I'm telling you, his review is spot on. It's a really good movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's on Netflix, and I didn't really know what to expect, but I loved it.
Did it make you feel?
Oh, a lot of feelings.
I can't watch it.
Oh, because your wife?
Yep.
More anger than anything.
Still,
like
feelings.
Like frustration. I never cried, but it was kind of like frustrating, like, because there's definitely points of that movie that I felt, like, personally. So, like, it was intense. It was intense. But it's, like, a thriller-turned-romance movie. It's, like, the best way I could describe it is, like, a dark Nicholas Sparks movie.
Oh. So, like, the lights are out?
No, the lights are not. But, like, dark as in, like, just the theme is more dark and moody and
he did more notebook than,
like, romance kind of uplifting.
He did The Notebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Notebook, The Lucky One. He did a lot of
movies.
I
don't know what that is.
Oh, boy. Okay. A lot of movies, but I'm telling you, go watch it on Netflix. It was great.
Okay. Just worry that my wife will get emotional, and that means she'll get mad at me, so we can't watch it.
Well.
That's the problem. I don't get to watch any movies because my wife has feelings. She doesn't want to feel during a movie, and I'm like, I don't understand.
Oh, man. Hey, more reason for you to watch superhero movies. You can't feel in those,
God,
Lunchbox.
No.
Just saying.
There's too many. I can't go back and catch up.
I'm just saying. Yes, you can't. If she doesn't want to watch anything else, you have all the time in the world to watch those.
No. You think I got time to sit down and watch a two and a half hour movie?
You can at night. I'm saying those are ones she would actually watch.
No,
and
night,
it could be a thing.
You know what night we got? We got about 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay,
we
can start one and then you...
Who? No. I'm not to the point where I'm going to start a movie, stop it, and watch the rest of the next day. Like, I don't take a time out in a movie. That feels like just wait. Oh, man, right at the... I don't know what's going to happen next.
Fair point.
Thank you.
I'm just saying that that is something you guys could watch.
Okay.
You wouldn't have issues.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the number one spot now. And guess what, Lunchbox?
I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
Spill the tea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You spilled the tea on
Eddie. Got him.
And you're at the number one while you're here today.
Hey, I knew. I was like, if she doesn't put this number one, if this did not even make it, then this show is all bogus. Like, this is not even a legit show.
That's really what you were going to think?
Yeah, because that was the funniest thing ever.
It was funny. That's why it's at the number one spot.
I mean, because here's the thing. Eddie tries to make it sound like I do no work. Cool. You know what? I slack. Guess what? I'm cool with that. But he tries to make it sound like he is the hardest working guy in America. And he has no free time. And he's just swamped with work. He's always telling you, oh, Morgan, I don't know if I can do any more videos. I'm so busy. I got so much on my plate. Oh. And here he is, the leader of a band.
The leader of the band network that isn't the band.
Right. It's not the Raging Idiots. It's just some random side band that he's working on. It's like, what are you doing? And I mean, I'm in here trying to record spots and they're jamming and it's bleeding into the commercials. And so I'm going to go out there and be like, what is all this noise? And it's them having band practice. And they are just woo woo for like 20 minutes. And he acts like he's so busy and he doesn't get home until 3 o'clock. And it's just like, he doesn't know if he can maintain this schedule for much longer because he's just worked to the brink of like exhaustion. Come on, man.
It was. It was funny. And it was funny hearing the audio that was captured in the singing because it's also very accurate. I think everyone here has seen Eddie play a guitar when we're on a break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is after the show when he says he's so busy.
Oh, I know. But that's the thing is even when we're on a break from the show, like say we go take a restroom break, somehow Eddie comes and picks up a guitar.
Yeah.
That's just what he's doing. He's like walking around the hallways with a guitar.
It's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So annoying.
So it's this is even exaggerated of that.
Yeah. So when you guys hear Eddie talk about how he has so much work and he's the one that works the hardest and he is just trying to survive day to day because he has so much work on his plate. It's all bogus. Like it's just, he's full of crap. I guess I can say crap on this one.
Yeah, you can say crap.
Because I'm just like, man, look, own it. You know what? Yeah, chill. I look at Facebook during the show. It's cool. I'm watching the World Cup during the show now because World Cup's on. Guess what? I'm cool with that. Eddie? No, he's a hard worker. Oh my gosh, he just does so much stuff for us. He's so amazing. Busted, fool. Did I ever send you the video?
Yeah, we got the video. We posted it on Twitter. We got it.
I forgot. I was like, wait, I just thought about that right now.
Yep, no, it's on Twitter if anybody wants to see the actual video.
And he looks up and he's like, dang, I'm busted. Mm-hmm. You can tell in his head, he's like, oh, man, he got
But he keeps going. He's like, well,
yeah, might as well keep going. Band practice can't just end it early. You know what I mean? Other band members may get upset.
Yep. Well, you're welcome. You were in the number one spot.
Thank you. Glad we
couldn't disappoint you this week.
Finally. It only took 365 days.
Okay. It didn't take that long. You've been on the number one. It's just not when you've been on.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's happened.
Thanksgiving present?
That's your Thanksgiving present.
Thank you.
There's not presents thankful. For Thanksgiving, but you got it. Random questions. That's how we're ending this.
Go.
Okay. What is the cutest animal you've ever seen in person? Cutest animal you've ever seen in person? Mine's a sloth.
Okay.
It was so cute. It had little eyes. It wasn't very soft, but it was so cute.
A dog? I don't know.
Like, even at a zoo, like, if you've seen cute animals, a panda.
Have I seen a panda?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Where would I see a panda? I don't know if I've
ever seen. The
zoo. And there ain't
been to the zoo?
You been to the zoo here? There ain't no panda? Where have you been where you've seen a panda?
Yeah, no, the zoo here has red fox pandas.
That's not the same thing. That's fine.
That is a panda. You said that they have the same
But it's not
thing.
The. It's not like a panda, like a the one you see at Panda Express. The oh white and black gosh. Panda. You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
But it's still a panda.
I mean, I really don't know. A monkey? I don't. We'll go with a dog.
All right. A dog. What is the best book you've ever read?
Oh, man. There's a lot of good ones. But Just Mercy was incredible. It's terribly sad, but it's terribly it's incredible. It's just so good by Bryan Stevenson. It's amazing. It's fantastic.
That's your favorite one ever?
I think so. I mean, yeah. I read a lot.
You do. You read a lot. That's why I wanted to ask you this.
Another one is Factfulness.
Okay.
It's like 10 reasons why the world is better off than everybody says.
Interesting. Okay. I think I would like that one.
Yeah. It's like, because everybody spins everything negative.
Yeah.
And so it has like positive stuff. So yeah. What about you?
I really don't read a lot. Okay. And I've already suggested my book like multiple times. The last one I read it was like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. What was it?
Where
the Crawdads Sing?
No.
That's a book.
The World is Blank, a book about hope.
The World is Blank.
It's a cuss word.
I was like, blank.
No, The World is Blank, a book about hope. It's by The World.
Who?
I'm looking it up. I forgot.
I
think it's Mark Manson is his name.
Okay.
Don't know who that is. Mark Manson.
Okay.
Or it's Everything is Blank, a book about hope. But it's like,
you know what you should do?
It's like the opposite of what you were just talking about. What?
You should get off TikTok and read a book.
You know, I probably should. You're not wrong. Will I? Probably not.
No. You won't.
Mm-mm. But I might read like a Colleen Hoover book.
Everybody's talking about those.
Like they are like, no, she has multiple books on the bestseller list.
Don't know who that is. Is it like fiction?
Your wife, let's just put it this way. Okay. Your wife would love the books.
Got it.
I don't know if you would.
Got it. So it's rom-com, like.
Not rom-com.
Murder mystery.
But it's like romance.
Okay. My wife likes murder mystery.
There might be murder mystery in there. There's multiple books.
She's all about James Patterson, Michael Conley.
You should have her, I'm telling you, Christmas gift. I just, based on what I know from so many people who read books.
Okay.
Women love these Colleen Hoover books.
Colleen Hoover. I'm going to look it up.
So get one for your wife or like a gift or whatever. That's
okay.
There you go. Like, I'm telling you, she will love it. If she likes reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, then she'll love that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I've been wanting to get into it and I don't even read books.
With three kids. There ain't a lot of reading going on.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know, Christmas gifts, if you need some ideas, I'm helping
you
out.
Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
Got it. Wrote it down.
Okay. What's your favorite meal? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Oh, man, that's tough. Lunch is my least favorite because I'm always eating leftovers, and I'm not a big leftovers fan. Breakfast is good sometimes, but there's only so much you can do. So dinner.
Going dinner?
There's so many options and... Like breakfast, I eat the same thing pretty much all the time. But dinner, you can differentiate and cook different things. And
yeah, but see, breakfast, man, it's so good. The staples, and you can have breakfast for dinner, and it makes you feel good.
Yeah, like I love breakfast tacos.
Mm-hmm. So we breakfast tacos, waffles, pancakes, French toast.
Oh, waffles are better than pancakes.
Chilaquiles.
Yeah, that's good.
So many things. Breakfast.
Okay.
And you go on dinner.
Yeah, just because there's more options.
All right, dinner and breakfast. But for real, have you ever had breakfast for dinner? Because that is like... Clutch move.
You can do that?
Yes, you can.
Of course, I've had breakfast for dinner.
I'm just saying.
Like, I don't live under a rock.
In all fairness, some people don't. They don't like mixing things
up.
We
had it earlier this week.
It's so good.
We made breakfast tacos, eggs, sausage, cheese, salsa.
Breakfast for dinner is my love language. If a man can take me on a date and go to breakfast for dinner, I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. If he took you to IHOP.
Well, no, but like a local place in town, he finds like a breakfast place.
But most breakfast places aren't open at night unless it's IHOP or Denny's or Waffle House.
Some are. Okay. Say not first day. I'm not saying first date, but like third date maybe.
Okay. Waffle House for
third
date.
We do something else, but like, you know, I'm just saying like breakfast or hey, making breakfast for dinner. Fifth date.
There you go. That's more.
You're right. You are right. You walked me to it, but I will say it is a love language. Like if somebody's like breakfast for dinner, I'm like, heck yes.
You hear that, guy? Slide into the DMs and show them pictures of your breakfast for dinner.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Why do you keep making people slide into my DMs, Lunchbox?
No, I'm not making them. I'm just, You're saying, oh, if you can do that's my love language. So I'm just letting anybody out there know that, hey, I'm not making them. I'm just helping you out.
Okay, you're encouraging them. How would you spend your birthday if money was no object?
Well, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea.
Okay.
Because I say I'd fly all over these places, but you'd be so tired from flying all over the places, you'd get jet lag, so your birthday wouldn't be that much fun. I used to go to the club a lot. I can't be hitting the club at 41. I'd like to go to a professional sports game, probably. Go to a beach, go to Vegas, but that's just so much in one day that it wouldn't really...
Yeah, that's true.
It wouldn't really work.
You could go to Vegas, and you could spend all the money and gamble, and you could go to a sports game, and you could probably rent a really fancy car.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a weird question, because I really have never put any thought into it.
I know. That's what random questions
are about. I know. That's what I'm saying. So I can't really come, because I've never dreamed about having this amazing birthday.
Okay. Well, fine.
What would you do?
No, it's okay.
No. You can't get out of the question, because you have no answer either.
If money was no object, I would travel to a place that I've never been. And I would spend the entire day exploring that place. So like maybe Utah, maybe Northern California, maybe Wyoming. Maybe I'd go snowboarding, do a fun activity.
Well, you would never be able to snowboard because you've never snowboarded before.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Rude. Take it. You just assume I've never snowboarded?
Well, I thought you were going to go try it for the first time, you said.
No, I go to a new place I've never been.
Okay, I get that. Like, I would like to go to Colorado or something. I've never been there.
You've never been to Colorado?
No.
Oh, you would love Colorado.
But I would, you know, something cool like that, that's fine. Yeah, I like that. I never thought travel to somewhere I've never been and explore all day. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I feel like that and, like, eat some really good food and I'd be with all my people. I just feel like that's, like, the perfect day.
Okay. That sounds good. I like that. I'll jump on that board.
Okay. All right. We got it. We got there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking too big.
All right. We're ending on a funny one. Which sport would be the funniest if it had mandatory alcohol?
Mandatory alcohol?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So they have to drink to play the sport.
Oh, football. Because they would puke all over each other.
You think that'd be funny?
Well, I mean, that's the only thing. They'd be falling over and trying to throw the ball, be going the wrong way, and you'd get the ball and you just stumble to the side. And I don't know. I think that would be pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Or basketball, trying to shoot at a hoop when you go and see three of them, you're just flinging it up there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you? Oh, gymnastics. They'd break necks.
Oh yeah. See, I was going with something like football because like there's less result to injury kind of thing that could probably happen.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, but think about it. Gymnastics, you're flipping in the air. And like baseball, it's a hard ball.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like football is at least a soft ball, like as soft and
relative. Like a sponge.
Yeah. And so like, yes, you could still get injured, but like that's like the least, impact to injury.
Yeah.
I feel like football would be
Soccer would be pretty funny. You swing and miss a lot.
I think we'd see a lot of people's anger management problems come out in football.
Yes, that would be the problem too.
That would be the...
It would be pretty enjoyable. That would actually be kind of fun.
Right? That's what I'm saying. So what sport would be the funniest? And now I want people to go with that.
And lacrosse could be good because you get your anger management. You just take that stick and whack, whack, whack. Keep hitting them.
Or something like... what's one of those like weird games on like ESPN?
Oh,
like,
tag.
Oh, tag would be funny. People would be stumbling all over the place.
Oh, they'd be running into those bars. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, kind of like it. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, there you go. Just,
good question.
Marinate on that.
That's how you end Thanksgiving episode.
Yes. It was a good Thanksgiving episode. Thanks for joining me.
No, thanks for having me,
I'm sorry you had to miss your Thanksgiving.
That's all right. I do it for the people. You know what I mean? I'm a man of the people.
You are the man of the people. Let the people know where they can see you, find you, all the things.
You can find me Radio Lunchbox on socials. And hey, don't forget, Sore Losers. You can listen to Sore Losers, Ray, Eddie, and myself doing another little podcast. And hey, if you want to come to Vegas with Ray, Eddie, and myself in January, oh my God, it's going to be the time of your life. SoreLosers.com. We got VIP packages. We're talking Top Golf with me, Eddie, and Ray. Food, drink, golf, all included. Come see the sights. We got the High Roller. It's a happy hour. We're above Las Vegas looking at the bright lights. Why wouldn't you want to come? SoreLosers.com.
Heck yeah. Go see the guys in Vegas. It's going to be super fun. You can follow me at WebGirlMorgan on all of the things. And of course, the show at Bobby Bones Show. We have some fun content going up this week and weekend while we're not in studio. So definitely check that out. But Lunchbox, hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend.
You too. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Ooh, gobble off real quick. Ready?
Go. That was about the worst thing I've ever heard. I'll just go gobble, gobble, and I'll win. Okay. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Yours is pretty good. You've had a lot of practice, though, yeah. In all fairness.
Yes, that's
a lot of years. I have not had any.
That was a rude. That was an old joke.
Yeah, I had to end it on something.
Okay, all right.
Bye, y'all. I love you. Have a fabulous
weekend. Slide your DMs.
No, be safe, y'all. Yes, Bobby Bones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.